link her to think about sin, how we should relate to sin, and first in this. So I think that we have a greater God's word that we are sinful. You agree with God's word that we are sinful versus him. So like, if we say we have not sinned, here he is addressing the false statement that being populated with the name and
God, the demon,
something that is not sin. So why do you tell me that you're sinful? So if you don't have a lot of spiritual status, you can just let me go live with it. If I'm tempted to do how right these things to you, so that you may not sin. But if you're also to see the model that you're given to the beginning of verse 1, chapter 2, it's speaking powerfully, and it is beginning to say something painful to the beginning of our sin, not the pain to still call these people to little children. Because the judgment of the tender affections of the dog can be seen good to these individuals, even if he shows them the blindness of their hearts and the need for mercy. Our people today in our self-judging culture, we think those things can't go hand in hand with it. We can either be the Sunday prophet who speaks sin and casts out sin, or the loving and holy person who accuses Jesus of being a man, and that's simply not the case. And those two faithful pastors here, the Bible points that out, which is that it's the very one who are pointing to your sin, they are pointing to Christ, it is these who are loving for the affection of the Father. It is these who are ones who are fighting for your joy, the beautiful Son, fighting for our joy, that he forces us to look at the deep problem of our sin. It's hard to remember these things. We do not want to be incorrectable. We do not want to be unapproachable. If I am sinning, I want the one to come to me because I'm never capable of running away. I can straight away and cleanse myself and rid of the things that is of church carrying me and keeping me following his way. And so we see a model of actual faithfulness there. And there's one thing that you're hearing the right these things seem pretty good when you're the holiness of God. Death in your name is so that you may not sin. I told you that I'm comfortable with it. I hope of the beauty and majesty and the purity of the righteousness and the holiness of our God. The reason I hold that up, the reason I hold up our desperate strength and our sin, the reason I do that is so that you will hate sin. Because you will see that God is being Christ and sacrificed in that sin. More precious than anything that we can find. So that you will be horrified by sin. So that you will hate sin. Not so that you will be comfortable with sin, right? So that you will flee from that and flee to Christ. That is what our right reason is to you. So that you may not sin. And as John said, it's a simple command of judgment on sin. Because he should say, if we say we're not sin, we make God more actually unhappy. I don't know in verse 1, we say, God, we're not supposed to have it because you want sin. Because don't sin like all of your brothers in the New Testament. Not interesting is sin was telling us about the grace of God, which is simple, but the little condemnation of sin that our very sin can be in it. So when we sin, justified in Christ, we are justified. The Bible says it. It doesn't stop there. It always goes on to tell us that we are saved by the mighty, sovereign God. He places the Holy Spirit in our body. The Holy Spirit comes over the waters and creation of the earth, bathing in us daily. Come within the sin of desire and expecting that we would be before. Even now, they can. There is nothing safe to the Christian ever in the blood of Christ who still must sin and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'm saying. And in any such vendetta, a holy Christian will be completely Christ and Savior comes upon his yoke and more wholesome to hell. But then you understand that there's nothing salvific about that at all. John's burning the same the same scripture that I got to do in Minor Hebrews in chapter 2, verse 14, it says, strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness of that which no one will see the Lord. We want to strive for holiness without which no one will see the Lord. That's how this is like. So we want to pursue holiness without which no one will see the Lord. And this picture of striving, this picture of pursuit, makes me think of the speech I spoke about down in South America. Some of you guys have been in the and have a year of those things, like the battle coming down the wall. I think about these big cats, Thank you.
It's not just in here.
saying for Franklin, he was the father. He doesn't claim the basis of our own goodness. He doesn't claim that God is not paying time justice. He says he stands at our side and prays on the basis of what he calls him for us. And his father, this morning, is called. This one has to be through this. If anyone around where he can answer this morning, he had never crashed down the children to me by himself. There's a man holding and punish at the cross, unfolding my own body and sin. And they were given to me in a resurrection from Joseph on, who made a distinction for heaven and claimed that he already got the passion to come to Calvary in his own body. So God, forever justice to his sinner, given the justice that by that one cannot punish your sin the second time. I quote it again, that takes place in favor of justice. The justice is one for one. The one for the father that is in common. So this is a mistaken picture that God has suddenly backed up what Jesus picked up. Joyful and full of gladness, and he's doing not the kind of love to sacrifice for God the Father's burden of redemption that he collected to take all these prisoners and bones to the heavens. Not the picture of salvation. That is not the picture of our great triune God. It's that God the Father would never give the church blood and joy and tear that not to bless justice, not to bless righteousness of what his son has done. This is the God the Father who will punish us for the foundation of the world that we have to carry. It is he who delivered up his son in our place to move the nature of life. He has never given us the life and joy and the foundation of sinners in Jesus Christ, his son. Our salvation is a true work of salvation. The God of peace for his son to come and die for his son to everything necessary that we would be saved. Spirit poured out and raised that son of David, grant us repentance and faith. Our salvation is a birth of our blessed triune God. So it's a shout of joy that we can judge him on this day in response to the pleading of Christ. God, I mean, the whole book of prayer is so pleading that it's all of Christ is advocate. This whole treaty on the world being Christ as an advocate is in this one being heard that he is Christian. If this is true, that Christ is our advocate, so we are ready even right now. And what does he have to know before the Father? If this is true, then let us fall in sin and God says, go to the bar of God and hear our advocate for their cause. Do you understand? That when you fall, when you rebel, when you put your fire in this God, you need an advocate. And yes, we need an advocate for us in the name of pleading for our cause for the mercies of his work. Are you despairing this morning? The light of the spirit and power pointing to your sovereign godliness, to you to walk in the sanctuary this morning. Can you use our own conscience to have you know that you are not without spot before this God? And there is a battle is waging. And the heat of the battle thinks that it's going to overwhelm you. Look to heaven with Christ's right hand and see where God is there. You're answering your calls, Jesus Christ. Your advocate joined us on the promise of Jesus Christ with also our righteous. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
So we are sinful,
conviction of New Testament generation, lead us into lifetime power of lives to Christ Jesus. And God's right hand, our first point and most important, who is our president, who is our righteous one, who is our propitiation, and the knowledge of Christ in his perfect work. Stir our souls and go into the battle. Fight into our flesh for that. Father, thank you for Christ Jesus. Thank you for the name of Christ Jesus. He stands in our right hand, standing in the hands of all those who believe. Fighting in our face, fighting for the name of Christ, fighting for the name of the work of the cross, the name of his name, and we pray for salvation, bring them on the joy of his special work, and count us righteous for them. We pray that you know the Holy Spirit will now pour in their work. In your house. For we ask you to take this world. 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 We ask you to take